On this day, 21st July 1921, Craig meets PM. The conference on the Irish question took a dramatic turn yesterday. Mr. Lloyd George and Mr. de Valera met in Downing Street during the afternoon. They remained in consultation for an hour and three quarters, and the Sinn Féin leader left just as Colonel Sir James Craig and members of his cabinet were appearing. The unionist representatives then went in and, on reappearing, made their way to Euston Station. Sir James announced that he and his colleagues were going home. Mr. de Valera, he said, had asserted the right of self-determination for Ireland, and as Ulster had declared at the elections in favour of partition, he presumed that her choice would not be disputed, and he was going back to work the partition parliament. Sir James said, "By an overwhelming majority at the recent election, the people of Northern Ireland have determined their own parliament. Mr. de Valera and his colleagues have already admitted the right of such self-determination on the part of Northern Ireland by the fact that they themselves stood as candidates for the Northern Parliament and submitted their policy of no partition. This was the only issue placed before the electorate, and no partition was rejected by the largest majority. It merely remains for Mr. de Valera and the British people to come to terms regarding the area outside that of which I am Prime Minister." Hugh Martin of the Daily News writes, "It may now be stated definitively that Mr. de Valera will not meet Sir James Craig in London or anywhere outside Ireland." Judge Parody's partition. At the Derry County High Sheriff's luncheon on Monday, Mr. Justice Dodd spoke on the passing of the North West Circuit and drew an entertaining picture of what threatened to happen. The judges, on reaching Lifford, would stop there, but they could not stop there, for there were no lodgings for them at Lifford. Laughter. It would follow that they would have to pass each day from one part of Ireland to another part, and would have to apply to the authorities of Northern Ireland for an escort to meet them at the bridge over the Foyle. He hoped a united judicature would evolve. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As Craig determined to sit on his Ulster rock, it was clear that he would have the unswerving support of Bonar Law and the Tory party in resisting any attempt to inveigle him into a united Ireland. In Derry, Judge William Dodd, a former Protestant Home Rule MP, mourned the abolition of the All-Ireland Courts and the North West Circuit, which had stretched from Westmeath to Derry and Donegal.